Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we're going to talk about early detection of silent liver cirrhosis. Now, here's the problem with cirrhosis, which is basically scar tissue of the liver. There is really no symptoms initially for decades until the later stages, so you don't really always know that you have cirrhosis. However, there is one symptom that most people do experience, and that would be feeling sluggish and tired. But that could be coming from a lot of different things, so you might not recognize it. So the two categories of cirrhosis are compensated cirrhosis, where the body's compensating, so really there's no symptoms in this phase. And then over time, you develop what's called decompensated cirrhosis, where you start experiencing all these other symptoms. So these are some of the symptoms that you experience when you have cirrhosis. One is spider angioma, which is something on your skin. You have this little red dot with these little red like spider webs coming out from it. Xanthomas, which are little cholesterol spots, sometimes you see them around the eyelids. They're yellow because the liver is not functioning correctly. Jaundice, where your whites of your eyes become yellow and also your skin starts to become yellow. That's liver damage. Thinner skin because you can't make collagen anymore. So you get this paper-like skin on the back of your hand and you can see it pretty much all over. And then you have something called ascites, which is a fluid-filled sac around your midsection. It might look like it's a fat gut, but it's really fluid that's leaking out from the liver, creating like a pot belly. Next one, gynecomastia, which is basically breast tissue. Club fingernails, okay? So they're like a little square, little clubbed shape. Edema in the lower leg. You see this very, very often with liver damage, and you press your finger in the lower calf or the lower part of the leg and you leave a little dent, okay? That's edema, it's swelling. Red palms. Confusion, bruising, itchy skin, itchy feet, cognitive issues. So your focus, your memory, your concentration just isn't there. So if you do research on cirrhosis, you see that people get a list for a liver transplant. They're put on maybe some supportive medication for other diseases, but they don't really tell you what to do to prevent it, or they don't give you advice to what to do naturally. But there's a lot of confusion on this, okay? That I want to sort out right now, because they'll say that cirrhosis is associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is associated with diabetes and metabolic syndrome and obesity. And so you just need to lose weight and manage your diabetes symptoms. But they don't really sort out cause and effect and what comes first, second, and third. Well, I'm just going to explain right now very simply. It all starts with something called insulin resistance. Okay, and that's created from alcohol, or if you're doing a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it could be created from junk food, a high carbohydrate diet, sugar, frequent eating, drugs, legally or illegally, or even a virus could actually trigger insulin resistance. Okay, when you have insulin resistance, you also have high levels of insulin. Okay, then you're going to get inflammation. So this condition creates a lot of inflammation. The inflammation will also make the insulin resistance worse. Then comes the fatty liver. 65 million Americans have a fatty liver. That's incredible. That's a large percentage. So then after fatty liver, you get scar tissue that replaces the normal liver cell, and that's called cirrhosis. So you get the scar tissue. So you have a combination of a fatty liver, an inflamed liver, that then becomes filled with scar tissue and you lose function. So in summary, insulin resistance causes the liver to be fatty, okay? Insulin resistance is basically what causes diabetes, okay? And diabetes, you're always gonna see insulin resistance type 2 diabetes I'm talking about. That's the trigger of it, because it goes from insulin resistance creates high insulin over a long period of time. Then what happens, you get a burnout effect where the pancreas can't keep up, and then the blood sugar starts going high. That's called prediabetes, and then it goes higher, and then it's a full-blown diabetes type 2. Metabolic syndrome is basically high cholesterol, blood sugar problems, belly fat, all symptoms coming from insulin resistance. They kind of put it in this syndrome like it's like a disease by itself, when in fact it's just a bunch of symptoms that are caused by this right here. Okay, obesity is caused by insulin resistance, high levels of insulin. And then cirrhosis is also caused by insulin resistance. So this is really at the core of this right here. So if you start having some of these symptoms, I'm going to recommend that you start focusing on this right here, improve insulin resistance, and then see if these don't improve as well. I put a link down below for more information on this and what you need to do. Thanks for watching. So I want to know about what you think about this video. So please comment below and tell me what you think. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.